Each year, homeless service providers and volunteers in Utah rise early to comb local communities to get a sense of how many people are homeless. KUER's Whitney Evans spent a morning with Volunteers of America in Salt Lake City as they did what's called the annual point in time count.
It's 5:30 in the morning, and VOA workers Sanella Paragic and Larry Mullen are in search of anyone who's sleeping outdoors on Salt Lake City's west side. About 20 groups are out in force. When it's cold outside, people fill the shelters, but some can't or choose not to. Near the railroad tracks, in an open field, there's an older man sleeping in a tent. He welcomes us over as Paragic kneels down in the snow to shake his hand. The man says he's been there a couple of months, and he travels daily to the Home Depot more than 20 blocks south to find work. Paragic completes a questionnaire with him that takes about 15 minutes. Then we say goodbye and leave him with a gift card, some bottled water, and warm socks. Several blocks south, there's another man beneath an overpass, busking before dawn. Mark Hoffines has been on the streets off and on for 2 years. He says he uses meth periodically to cope, especially when he's cold and can't find a place to sleep.
Past month and a half, probably it's been the hardest, so I've probably been using the most. Once I get back in the shelter, because I got kicked out, once I get back in the shelter on Monday on the 1st, I should be all right, though.
Hoffine says he has a mental condition that he treats diligently with medication. Back in the car, Larry Mullen says it's actually remarkable that Hoffines is able to hold on to those pills.
The problem being homeless, were he to get robbed, anything to happen to that medication, then what does that look like when he's off his meds and how does he decompensate?
Mullen says the point in time count is a way to connect people with services and to give to the state for statistical purposes. The total number of people counted in the sweep will be released next fall. Whitney Evans, KUER News.